On your right, a photograph celebrating the euphoria during the change of regime in 1989, when the Hungarians were the first to cut through the barbed wire and open up the Iron Curtain, and thousands of East Germans drove over the border unchallenged in their Trabant cars. See the framed photographs attached externally to the left-hand side of the showcase. Peter Zwack and his family had returned between 1987 and 1988. I was one of the last to leave, and today I'm one of the first to return, Peter is quoted as saying then. He and his partner, Emil Underberg of the German Spirits dynasty, formed Peter Zwack und Konsorten AG and entered into a joint venture with the state-run distillery. You can see the signing ceremony of July 10, 1989, in the black and white photograph on the top shelf. In 1992, when Peter initiated privatization of companies, Zwack Unicum PLC was founded. The partners were obliged to buy back the entire enterprise, including several distilleries, from the state for quite a substantial sum, although at that time Peter did receive a tiny sum in compensation for the loss of his family business under communism, as well as for their townhouse on the Castle Hill, which later became the Turkish Embassy. See lower shelf. In 1990, Peter was appointed the first democratic ambassador to the United States after 43 years and was obliged to renounce his American citizenship, as you can see from the document on the lower shelf, while the photographs in the left-hand side of the case show life in Washington and the embassy. The first thing the family did was to paint the embassy white, which they did personally, and Peter can be seen standing outside. Only a Free People Can Do Miracles, from a poem of Daniel Berchenier, was put up on another white wall. Then there are menus, newspaper articles, photographs of prominent figures such as Colin Powell and Peter's old friend Tam Lantosh, as well as President Bush, with whom Peter remained on excellent terms his whole life. The other side of the showcase, facing the window, shows what was left of Peter Zwack's apartment on the Castle Hill when it was set on fire after his return from Washington. He narrowly escaped with his life and is wearing clothes lent by his next-door neighbor. The other shelves are devoted to Peter Zwack's political career. From 1994 until 1998, for the first time in parliamentary history in Hungary, he was elected as an independent member of parliament, although supported jointly by four political parties in one of the electoral districts of Kecskemét. During his mandate, he spearheaded legislation curbing corruption and the black economy, while he campaigned actively for Hungary's accession to NATO and the European Union. On the right, you can see photographs from Peter Zwack's life from his infancy until his 80th birthday, when a book was compiled for him by his wife and the artist Hunor Petö. It is available in the museum shop. The giant Unicum bottle next to Showcase 19 is the work of the Munkácsy Mihály award-winning Hungarian sculptor Tamás Asszonyi.